There is a buzzword used today. It is called a sea change. And Jesus brought a sea change in people's thinking. In Mark chapter 9 and verse 42, he says, "These little ones believe in me. It would be best for the person who causes one of them to lose faith to be thrown into the sea with a large stone hung around his neck." Now, the Old Testament was strong on the importance of respect for parents. As the commandment says, honor your father and mother. Without a doubt, Jesus also clearly spoke of the importance of that command, especially when some were failing to care for their elderly parents. Yet Jesus taught with an additional emphasis. He said, "Be careful you do not destroy the faith of one of these young ones." Paul, in addition, furthered the theme, saying, "And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." The status of children was changed. Jesus threatened anyone who dared to destroy the faith of a child. He taught they were of equal value to adults. The adage that children should be seen and not heard was not part of the theology of Jesus. He sought to change the way people considered who their neighbors were and how they should treat their enemies, as well as the way that people should respect one another. He almost alone of the rabbis took women around with him as well as men. Then there was this additional change of emphasis on the importance of children's relationship with God and with adults. Perhaps David changed for the better as he grew older. He challenged Solomon to be faithful to the Lord. And he also prayed for him as well. This is David's charge. We read about it in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. "And you, my son Solomon, learn to know your father's God. Serve the Lord wholeheartedly and willingly, because he searches every heart and understands every thought we have. If you have dedicate your life to serving him, he will accept you. But if you abandon him, he will reject you from then on." And then David prayed for him as well. We read about it in the next chapter, 1 Chronicles 29 and verse 19. He said, "Make my son Solomon completely committed to you, so that he will obey your commands, requests, and laws, and do everything to build the palace I have planned." The palace, of course, being the temple of God. Could it be that we are missing out as Christians by failing to give a challenge or a charge to young people? Paul gave a charge to Timothy. In fact, more than one, though Timothy was not Paul's literal son. And this was a charge to care for the people of God and for the gospel of God. Yet there could be a case, as young people leave home, for the parents to challenge their children to follow Jesus, making it a special occasion in the life of young people. John the Baptist was part of this force for good. The angel said to Zechariah that he would turn the hearts of fathers to the children in Luke chapter 1. This was the prophecy Malachi gave, restoring family relationships. We must challenge ourselves. Do we care enough for our offspring? Malachi taught that God was concerned for parent-to-parent relationships, and that for children to parent and parent to children connections as well, so that they were in good working order. Now the emphasis is no longer on the child to honor and to obey the parent only, but for the parent to care and love the child. In Psalm 72 was a prayer for Solomon, not just as a son, but for the role he was playing as king. The prayers we have for our children should cover more than success, happiness, or general blessing. We must pray for their development to fulfill the purpose which God has planned for them. Amen. Let's get on our knees. Bless the Lord.